வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 6th of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Absorbed in thinking that, for example, in this material world, the sunset is very nice, or something is very nice. But, if, for example, in Mayapur, is a devotee free to, for example, enjoy the all the scenery?
Without, do you think Mayapur is material world?
No.
Why would I?
That's what I was thinking. That is.
This is all happening. That is called dham. Dham means not material world. Goloka Dham, Vrindavan Dham. The Dham is not material. Not
is it, Guru?
With these eyes, similarly, Dham also is not visible with these eyes. Manjana Chirita Bhakti Milo Chanena Santa Sadai Varidaya Sumino. That is Dham, Premanjana.
As you're always saying, Prabhupada, these people are not becoming purified. There's one man who Jagadish mentioned. Mm. He's the most famous Christian preacher practically in the Western world. Mm. And now he's becoming older, about 60. And recently they asked him that if you could live your life again, would you live the same life or a different life? So he said, I'm very sorry because I spent too much of my time preaching. I should have spent more time with my family. At the end of life, he said, I accepted too many invitations to go preach.
That'll make him more popular, and they'll say he's more religious.
Dhunanti, abhang dhunanti kashnena, nihara mivalhaska. This is Krishna. In 1 second, he can make you purify. Ahangpa sarva papi bhamma kusha, maashe. Simply surrender.
It seems like our desire not to surrender is very powerful. Because Krishna
not powerful. Yes, powerful.
Krishna is so powerful, and yet our nonsense is so strong that we can resist such a powerful force as Krishna's love.
Now the whole sky is clear. And there's somebody.
Prabhupada, you wrote in a letter to Bhagavan, you said that originally the Europeans had Aryan type culture, but they had become degraded.
Still Aryan. Europeans and Aryan. Indo-Aryan. That is admitted in history.
You said that they became degraded by
association with these aborigines.
Who were the aborigines they associated with?
Everywhere they were aborigines. In India there is still aborigines. Adivasi.
You were saying, Prabhupada, the Huns.
Hmm? Huns.
Yeah, Huns. They were considered like that?
Yes. Huns are like that. Lower than the Sudras. Chandalas. Dog eaters. Animal eaters. And this. European historians, the aborigines, their original father.
Their what, sir?
Original father.
Original father.
Yes, they are your original father.
No, the aborigines, the naked junglies, they were original person.
Before that, there was the caveman.
Caveman. That is aborigine.
Yeah. And before the caveman was the missing link.
And he has known, missing him.
They don't know who they're missing, because he's missing.
Let's see, the imagination. Fanatic imagination. He's creating a theory, a species.
Species. And they have models of this thingling.
They know it.
He's
still missing.
Missing.
Missing means they know only, or he knows.
When I was preaching in California, one very famous anthropologist came to speak there, and he gave a new theory about the origin of the species. So he said before in the audience, he said that actually we have very little evidence for this theory. But he said that we have very little evidence for this theory, but he said that all of you should not be disturbed because our previous theory, we had no evidence whatsoever. So this is an improvement.
He admitted. Yes. Previous theory, that was nonsense. And it's still in nonsense going on.
Sure.
Yeah. So you are dealing with all nonsense. Don't be disappointed.
I had another professor, he was very world-famous geneticist from genetics. And I remember when I was a student there, he was always trying to prove there was no God. That was his mission. And so he was in so much anxiety. He's an older man that he would simply stand up every day and shake. During the whole class, he was actually shaking with anxiety. He could hardly speak. He was a famous scientist.
Why are you shaking?
He was in so much anxiety. He's very, very nervous. He would shake. Always trying to prove there is no God.
Society and they're advocating no temple for deity worship. So one boy, so he was a member of this society, there is Shitala Mata, the goddess of smallpox. So he had some trouble in the house, smallpox. So he thought of going to the Shitala Mata's temple. So he's entering the temple and seeing this mother, I'm a devotee, but they will tax me, therefore I'm going. This man, he is afraid of God, but he has to preach there is no God. So he has people. The living entity is victimized, and in this life, you can adventure to conquer over. This is humanity. Cats and dogs, they cannot fight with Maya. But a human being, he can fight. So if you don't fight, you don't take that adventure, then you remain cats and dogs. The cats and dogs, they fight among themselves, but not with the Maya. So, Aborigines, although they have got features of human beings, they are no more than the cats and dogs. So they also fight among themselves. They do not know that the fighting spirit should utilize to declare war against Maya. That is possible in human life. Atho Brahma Jigyasa. This fighting is philosophy. What is the ultimate cause? What is Brahma? What I am? Fighting against darkness. Sleeping. Katanidya jao maya pishachira kule. Everyone is sleeping on the lap of maya. Now this human form of life is not for sleeping, but for awakening and fight with maya. That is human life. You are living the other day. Why the sun changes color after rising?
The refraction of the light rays.
He said that when the light rays pass through the clouds and this divert the light rays in different ways.
No, what is a cloud?
Not necessarily a cloud.
No, the atmosphere.
Atmosphere, the density is different. It changes.
When it's directly
density?
Overhead.
But it is fixed up, why is it changing?
When it's directly overhead, there is...
No. If it is fixed, why it should change color?
It changes color to us. It doesn't change color.
Huh?
To our eyes.
Why?
The color changes.
Why?
Because our eyes are not so are blunt.
Is it because the light rays?
No. If the sun is fixed, so why our eyes will change?
Just like if you see filter.
In the beginning, as you see, it is red, and it is fixed. It should remain red.
They say the atmosphere changes.
Huh?
They say the atmosphere.
The light of the sun filters through the
atmosphere changes. What is the atmosphere? It's the same atmosphere. Saw and red. And then what's the same?
The angle.
According to your angle of vision.
You are all scientists, I know. Please talk with one body. What is that?
There's an angle.
All rascals. Scientist means all rascals. That I know. You haven't got to explain. I am trying to understand that in the sun, suppose the red light is fixed. So the red light is always red, right? Why it should be white? What is it called?
They say there's a spectrum.
They say what you say. What you have understood.
There's a spectrum of different colors, which combined together is white light. But when the light bends, it bends at different... The different colors of light bend at different angles. So that the...
Why the light bends? I'm a crude man. I'm not a scientist. I see one red light there. So it is always red. Why should it be white?
But the sunlight...
Again, sunlight, please explain this. The light is fixed. And it is that is. So why you see change?
Only part of the light reaches us, the red part. Not all the... Because in the beginning, when the sun is red, only the red part of the light spectrum reaches our eye.
That means it is moving. The red part is gone. Then white part comes.
Then when the rest of the light reaches our eyes, it becomes white.
They say we are moving. It is not moving. We are
moving. I'm moving.
The earth is turning. The sun is
moving.
But very slowly. They say the earth is turning, so you see the sun as moving. But actually you are moving. Just like if you're in a car and you're moving, it may appear that if sometimes you can see another object.
That's why the color should change. That is move.
Because he's explaining that light is seen when it bends, white light, when it bends at different angles.
That is only applicable when you accept that the sun is moving, therefore atmosphere is going from
the
one
earth
atmosphere.
The earth is moving.
They say the earth is turning. Therefore, at a certain point, the sun is actually below the horizon, but part of the sun's light, the red spectral, the red light of the sun, comes over the horizon, and so the sun appears
red. But actually, it's not reddish, it's white. Or yellow, whatever.
Actually, it is white, that's all right. But if you see one fixed thing, a color, the practical experience, the color does not change. If it is fixed.
Supposing there's a white light, and you're situated here, and in front of you is a screen with many colors, and you're moving different ways along this screen. Sometimes you're looking through a green, sometimes through... In that way, although the light is fixed up, because you're moving behind different colors...
So what is that screen?
That's all the spectrum.
It's called the spectrum.
So what is that? That is also finished.
The atmosphere, this.
The atmosphere is the screen.
As the spectrum hits the atmosphere, it bends.
It's like a prism shoe.
Then the speed of the earth changes. In the morning, you see, the sun is very slowly rising. Either sun speed or your speed. But now you see it is rising very quickly.
That's explained that because the sun, actually you can see it before it appears over the horizon, because the light rays reach our eyes before the sun actually comes up.
Well, how big is this moon? It's not all bigger than me.
You can see in the deep country.
That means that Maya is just like a magician.
Yes, Captain. That would call Maya means magician. Maya means affection, Maya means illusion, magician, strength, potency.
Prabhupada, what is your explanation why the sun changes colors?
Mm-hmm.
What is your explanation as to why the sun changes colors?
Sun is moving, you are seeing through some color, then it is color.
Seeing through some color?
Yes, and just like there are in your window, there is glass, red. The sun is passing, you say sun red, and again it is coming, it is white.
So the scientists say the same thing, except they say that the earth that is moving, not the sun. The same explanation you have given for the colors they give, except that they say it is the earth that is moving, not the sun. And they wouldn't accept that point as a proof that the sun is moving.
The sun is moving because if the earth and the sun, the distance is the same, but you can calculate the distance from the rising up to the millions of miles. So unless the sun is moving, the earth cannot move so swiftly.
Hmm. They're always the same distance apart?
Hmm?
The earth and the sun are always the same distance apart?
Same distance is to be supposed, according to your theory, because sun is fixed.
Oh. According to earth,
yeah. Yeah. The same distance, but you calculate the how quickly it comes. You calculate distance.
Yeah, how can the Earth move so quickly?
Yes.
No, but they would say that
the Earth is spinning around.
Yeah, they would say that is not from the Earth
moving.
That is not from the Earth moving around the Sun. That is from the Earth rotating
as axis
and turning different sides, different face to the Sun.
And that's possible. That speed the Earth could do.
Hmm?
That much speed the Earth could do, simply to turn around on its own.
That's rotation, not orbitation.
It's not an orbit.
Like a top spinning.
On this axis.
But they say the Earth is spinning around so fast. Mm-hmm. It's also so
crazy. That's another point, probably.
Hmm.
The Earth is spinning, they say, but it's tilted on one side. But why it doesn't fall over?
Fact.
Scientists say that the Earth is like this.
Yeah. Making an angry ball with it, spinning around.
My question is how something doesn't fall, just fall over. It's like a top. If you spin a top, when it starts spinning on the side, it falls over.
So far as space is concerned, they don't see that there's a top or a bottom.
What you can see from the observatory.
That's why they use a telescope to make their eyes.
Everything is imperfect.
Telescope also improves.
With the help of the telescope, then their eyes become perfect to an extent.
Yes, that is not perfect. As soon as you say to extent, that means imperfect. Perfect to the point. That is perfect.
Limitedly perfect.
That is not perfect.
Your philosophy will be very unpopular with the general masses, probably, because you're condemning everyone.
Yeah. Because they're fools and they're sin.
No, it follows the answer so nicely that people will like it.
That's true, brother. Sometimes you call them rascal to their face, and they like it.
Ruling of this fog is finished.
Night also.
Huh?
Night also?
Yes, everything darkness finished.
The fog was just on the ground, it wasn't up. I saw in the morning the fog was low, but it was not high up.
So whatever it may be, It is finished. I got it. Explain. There is certain such things in the sun, they say.
Yes.
The world is not manufactured. Another imitation sun. If they know what is the composition.
So puffed up that they think that actually the credit is to them for discovering. Just like they...
What is discovering? Discovering.
They give the example that if a tree falls in the forest and there is no man there to hear it, then actually it has not fallen. This is a philosophical example, this is the most common example they give, that if a tree falls in the forest, but there is no man there, there is no one there to hear it, then actually it has never happened. Unless someone perceives it, then it does not exist. So they feel that when they discover something, at that time it begins to exist by their becoming conscious of it.
How did that explain it?
So if you're sleeping and I kill you, you weren't conscious that I was killing you, then you're still alive.
You are not killed. When it comes, you can go to the court. It is not killed.
No, they will say that. No, I'll say, I'll take the part of the rascal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the rascal. No, actually, I'm killed because even though I may not be conscious of it, someone is conscious of it. As long as someone must be, just when something, it is necessary that someone be conscious of it.
No, supposing in the woods. You're in the woods, and I kill you during your sleep. There's no other human being there.
But you are conscious of it. You are conscious of my death, so therefore my death is a fact.
And then, in the forest, there are no animals?
Right.
Yes.
They cannot, they are not conscious.
So I cannot see?
Well, if an animal hears, that's all right also. As long as someone is conscious.
In the forest, there are many animals, hundreds and thousands. They are conscious that tree has fallen.
Yes.
Then?
Then it would also be acceptable, as long as some living being has.
What is this? Everywhere someone is conscious. There is no vacancy.
But it, yeah.
Yeah, this is useless talking, full stuff.
In the outer space, there is no consciousness.
Who says? The fool says. There are consciousness. There are so many birds flying.
Higher up.
One planet. Higher means it is higher for you. Because you are so dwarf. You are so dwarf, he'll find that this tree is very big tree. You see? A small dwarf man, pygmy, he'll say, oh, it is a big tree. So it is all relative. What is called? A relative world. Higher and lower, this is all relativity. You are so low that you see a teeny thing very high. It is due to your lowerness. But there is no tree. These trees will be considered a very high tree. So your scientist and your appreciator, all they are like teeny dwarfs. What do they know about the universal effect? That is their fault. They are so small. That is the same example. Dr. Frog calculating Atlantic. This is the fault. They do not consider that position. That's like there are thousands of ants, we can immediately kill them. And they are thinking you are very big. The ants. That they are very busy, you are very big. So this rascal's position is like that. If the devatas in higher planets like all the population of this earth, they can kill like this. Finish. Just like we can kill the ants.
In the sixth canto, second part, I haven't read it yet, but I saw a picture of a big demon who was fighting, and everyone else was just like little ants.
Yes. That was described in some English book. The man...
Gulliver's Travels.
Yes. These rascals, they do not know there is Gulliver. Mm-hmm. They are thinking very big.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, when there is some natural calamity, like I read in the newspaper, 4,000 people were killed immediately in Guatemala.
Yes.
That is also the demigods?
Whatever it may be, greater than you, we admit it. Hmm. Demigods or God or anything. But why you are thinking yourself so big? That is foolishness. I am a big man amongst a small teeny living entity. But why you are thinking you are biggest? Of all, you can understand everything. That is your fault. The conditions are. He's nothing. He has no value. Still, his thinking is very great. Everything is big and small, relatively. Just like here, if one man has got 100,000 rupees, he's a big man. But what is 100,000 rupees in America?
Nothing. 1 year.
Lakhpati. Here they call it Lakhpati. Lakhpati means owner of 100,000 rupees.
Lakhpati.
What is Lakhpati? There.
This biography is just like an ocean, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Looks just like the ocean.
Frozen. Yeah. Frozen ocean. The defeated, they're coming down by the sun. They're defeated, they're high, now go down. Yeah. Now it will finish.
Burnt off. What is the way to draw the line between the following three things? Blasphemy, fault finding, and calling a spade a spade.
Spade a spade. That's like I'm saying that what you are, you are a small pig only. That is the reality. And what is the other?
The other is fault-finding.
Fault-finding, that is another fault that Vranamichyanti. Makhila Vranamichyanti. Madhavichyanti. It's like the flies, they are finding out where it's sore. And the bees, they are finding out where there is honey. So, two animals, they have got two business, fault finding and collecting the good things. These are two, just like creatures. There are two classes, only. Similarly, there are many rascals who are simply fault finding.
And blasphemy?
Blasphemy. You have good qualities, but still, I am defaming.
So the saintly person tends to overlook the bad qualities and see the good ones.
Yeah.
Like Krishna's dealing with Putana.
Yeah. Hundreds and thousands of miles, this form, simply by 2 minutes, light of the sun. There was no sun. Then so many ships are standing on the ocean, the cars, bong, 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 so many distance. You cannot do anything. What you can do? Immediately can kill all thousands of planets, immediately finish. Bring your science to protect them. No, not possible. Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. And Krishna desires to vanquish. Nobody can say. Finish. Still, these rascals, there is no God. Simply rascals. At least expose these rascals. We have no power to kill them, but at least we can expose them. That is also great service.
Sometimes, Prabhupada, when we expose them, their argument is, oh, you're a saintly person, why are you criticizing me?
No, it is not criticizing. It is opening your eyes. You are blind, you are thinking yourself as very big. So we are opening eyes. You are not big. You are not even pig. Or fig. There is. You are blind with ignorance. So we are trying to open your eyes, see things as they are. It is favoring you. It is not criticizing you. You, the great, and oh no, the small. So these rascals, they do not understand these two important words. God is great, I am small. They think I am as good as you. This is the folly. English proverb, where angels dare not, the fools rush in.
Fools rush in where angels fear to tread.
Yeah, like that. So the angels, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they are offering their obeisances. And these rascals are claiming, I am God. How great rascals. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Shiva Varinchi Nutam. Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they are offering their respects. And these things are, I am equal with God. This Mayavad philosophy, Murad.
Prabhupada, that tendency to be puffed up seems to be so strong. As soon as they get just a little bit of so-called qualification, then everyone is becoming puffed up. Even great personalities like Lord Indra and Lord Brahma. Mm-hmm. Not to speak of all the...
Lord Brahma is also one of the living entities.
So how is it possible that we're so insignificant, but at the same time we become so... puffed up, how is it possible?
That is material consciousness. That you are nothing, you are thinking very big. That is material consciousness. And as soon as you become Krishna conscious, you will simply think, Krishna is great. We are nothing. Insignificant. That is Krishna consciousness. So long you think that you are independent of Krishna, you are also another Krishna. And then you are fool, rascal. Mura nami anati, mami bhaparam abhayam.
That's our madness.
Madness. The whole world is going on this foolish understanding. Therefore, they have been described. Mura, or rascals. Anyone who is thinking there is no God, there is no Krishna, it may be he is impersonal, there is no personality. I am equal to him. These are all rascals, fools.
So actually there's no way to become detached.
The only way is that you become Krishna conscious.
So through Krishna.
Yeah. Mami was a prabhupada. You surrender to Krishna and everything will be clear. Just like as soon as the sun rises, everything is clear. No covering. That is our propaganda. Then you become Krishna conscious and you become fully aware of everything. Otherwise, you remain duskal, fool, gadha, asses. If you prefer to remain asses, then do so. But we are servant of Krishna. We must preach the real, reality.
Even the jnanis and yogis become
puffed up. What is this jnani? They are also another duskal. Another edition of this. Maunam janmanavanti jnanavan mang purpadyat. There were so-called jnanis, after many, many births, practical realization, they surrendered to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvangi, samahatma. Then he understands that Krishna is everything. But such great person is very, very rare. Samahatma sudhulya, very, very rare.
But what about the persons who may be a little bit devoted but who have not achieved that unalloyed devotion?
Kanishtha Divai. They are not devotee. They are called Bhakta Bhas. There is some science of bhakti. Actually, they are not Bhakta Bhas. Avas means
Simple. A little light.
So devotee really means one who has love for Krishna.
Yes, on our life. Without any condition. Navilashita sunnam. Zero. All other. That I am this, I am that, I'm Jani, I'm Jogi, I'm minister, I'm king. All these are thinking like that. They're all nonsense. I'm servant of Krishna. That is greatness. Jivesharupa Nitya Krishna Raha. That is self-realization.